Good morning and welcome to Faith and Family. I'm your host, Liz Hoffman. Faith and Family is underwritten by our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin. You can check out their website and all the great things they have to offer. And we have a link to Concordia on our website. It's kfuo.org. Well, this week on the show, we're discussing something that affects all of us. We're talking money. Some of us have it. Some of us wish we did. But we have some different experts all week. They'll be sharing their ideas about the best ways that we can plan for things like college tuition, vacations, retirement, and even the next generations to come. Now, I want to remind you that you, our listeners, get to be a part of the show. You can call in or email your questions and comments for our expert. Call in or email anytime during the show. Those numbers are in St. Louis, 314-505-7850, or if you're outside of St. Louis, call 800-730-2727. You can also email your questions or comments to family@kfuo.org. So let's jump right into today's discussion. Our guest today is Becca Jones. She's the Senior Vice President of Marketing and Customer Support for the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. Becca has served LCEF since 2002, and she manages a department staff that includes investment processing, information representatives, ministry resources, and the marketing team. She's married to Wally, and they have three children, Nicole, Curtis, and Josh. Becca, thank you so much for being a part of Faith and Family today.
Delighted to be here, Liz. Thank you.
We are very happy to have you as well. Well, this week, as I said, we're talking about money, and it's such a broad topic. And when it comes to saving or planning ahead with our finances, it can easily be very overwhelming. Becca, can you maybe tell us to start off, what is the Lutheran Church Extension Fund all about?
That's a great question and a wonderful start, Liz. What we are is a financial institution, but why we exist is all about ministry. The concept of church extension actually began back in 1902 when members of several congregations pooled their funds together to raise $400 to start a new congregation in a neighboring community. So that sharing of God's blessing really is what launched into what today is the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. We are a national organization. We have more than 50,000 primary investors, people and organizations that invest with us while earning a fair rate of return. But the great thing is that LCF makes those funds available for loans and ministry support. So it's really about a ministry partnership. And together with these partnerships, we have grown to an organization with $1.8 billion in assets. But again, we go back to, we are a financial institution that's all about celebrating ministry.
That's wonderful. Now, does LCEF have a mission statement?
We do have a mission statement, and to put it quite simply, our number one purpose is to facilitate the sharing of the gospel. And we do that by being a Lutheran partner that serves the LCMS memberships and the church leaders, and we provide churches, schools, organizations, church workers, financial opportunities that in turn supports the entire LCMS. So again, a wonderful circle of partnership, and that is the mission of LCEF.
That's great. That's great to know that you're not just helping your own financial situation, but others as well.
Absolutely.
Now, I know there are countless investment companies out there. There's local banks, all different areas that a person could turn. Why would you say someone should invest through LCEF?
Again, a great question, and it's one we're often asked, Liz. And, you know, we certainly understand that we can't fit every individual or ministry's entire financial needs. But what we can do is meet many of those needs, and we support those needs with a ministry focus. When you invest with a bank, oftentimes those funds are used by that bank in a way in which you have no knowledge or control about as an individual investor. With the Lutheran Church Extension Fund, when you invest with us, your funds are being used specifically and exclusively for ministry. So we think that that is really the best way to distinguish us from the benefits of working with a local bank. And by the way, our interest rates are oftentimes always competitive and oftentimes a little better than what you can get out there in the local financial institutions. So we want to really embrace that ministry dividend, and that is, again, what makes us different from those local financial institutions.
Okay, and what if someone were thinking of becoming an investor? What type of steps would they need to take?
There are a number of great resources, Liz, to have an individual or a ministry connect with what LCF does. First and foremost, I want to celebrate what we call our information center by calling 1-800-843-5233. You will talk personally with one of our information representatives. And I want to just give them a shout out and celebrate them this morning because, candidly, this staff is so dedicated to personal service. Their center is right outside of my office, and oftentimes I will walk through and hear them praying with a caller or walking through the steps of establishing an investment. So you can get that personal one-on-one care by calling our 800 number. And we also have a wonderful website that has recently been updated and has some incredible features. You can visit us at lcef.org, and it walks you through all of the steps of investing with us.
Wonderful, and we will have a link to that on our website as well. If you don't catch the website, you can go to kfuo.org, and when you find the Faith and Family page, you'll find a link to LCEF as well. I thought it was interesting how you mentioned that some of the representatives will be praying with the clients, and I thought, wow, that's not something you would normally see or do if you walk into your local bank.
Isn't that true, Liz? And oftentimes it's a personal journey. Our information representatives aren't there to turn around a call in 3 minutes flat. They're there to provide that personal interaction. And we find that oftentimes investors will call back and talk to the same information rep repeatedly. So they develop that relationship. So when there's a need or there's a loss, they really feel personally connected. And that happens out there, and that's an amazing example of the ministry dividend, the ministry difference that happens here at LCEF.
That's great. Well, let's talk a little bit about lending. What type of lending does LCEF offer?
Okay, our primary lending customers are LCMS congregations, schools, and organizations. And what's incredibly interesting is sometimes the loan assistance is to build, to remodel, or maybe even purchase an equipment, or even maybe refinance an existing loan. So we have the funds and, again, that personalized service to connect with those ministries and meet those needs. But we also offer a rostered church worker loan program. We're very pleased about this program, Liz. It's an opportunity for us to offer residential or consolidation loans and maybe in some states some home equity loans to our LCMS rostered church workers. So that's another area of lending that we are very proud of.
Great. What about your investments? Can you give us a brief overview of what type of investments you have?
Absolutely. We have a number of investments here at LCEF. And again, if you visit our website, you can get the full lineup. But just briefly, we have anything from term notes, which in traditional banking institutions would be CDs. So we have term notes available. We have an account that works similar to a money market account. We call that our LCEF steward account. We have savings accounts. We have our IRA lineup. So we really have a full service line of investment opportunities to meet individuals in where they're at and what their needs are financially. So a lot of great options and, again, very competitive interest rates available.
Do you often get to, I guess, talk with these clients and see how they're growing financially?
Absolutely. And again, that goes back to looking for the opportunity for the personalized service. In addition to the information center that I talked about, LCF also has district vice presidents in the districts throughout the country. So they, too, are on the front lines, if you will, talking to individuals, working with congregations to talk with people, the people in the pew, if you will, to share with them the LCEF opportunities and stories. And we have products that appeal to a senior audience, and we also have products that are more geared toward a younger audience, really looking for that next generation of LCMS members and leaders and trying to make sure that we connect with them as well. One of the programs that stands out to me is our Kids Stamp program. It's KIDS, and it stands for Kids into Discipleship and Stewardship. And it's a great opportunity that we think we have available to young people. It's an opportunity for them to purchase stamps, savings stamps, and they put that in a savings book. When the book is complete, they send that to LCEF, and then they open up a personal account in that child's name. So what happens then is that child is able to get additional information from LCEF about how they, too, are making a difference in ministry, while also learning some of those savings lessons that we need to learn probably very early in life. So we're hoping to be part of that as well.
That is great. That is wonderful to kind of teach the kids the beginning lessons of saving. And that's a really hard thing to do, especially in this day and age. There's so much out there that's available for those kids to constantly be wanting more and purchasing more things. And the idea of saving is not always easy.
It's certainly not, and not, Liz, just for our children, but also for our young families. Another product we have is called our Family Emergency Steward Account. And what we recognize is that it's hard for young families to get into that discipline of saving money, especially for those unexpected surprises that come up. So we created a Family Emergency Steward Account. We want to make it easy for people to put that money away for that rainy day that is going to happen at some point in our lives. And this investment not only pays an attractive rate, but you can start it with as little as $25. And what we want is we want to encourage people to make that automatic contribution to that account every month, so they're getting into the habit of putting funds away for that unexpected situation that we've all encountered at some point in our lives. And we want to be there to help them and to help them be prepared for those unexpected things.
Do you maybe have a success story that you can share with us, maybe a church that has benefited from you, something that they've been able to do, or even a family?
Well, we have many stories, and they're all wonderful stories. When you asked that question, Liz, the first thing that came to mind was an opportunity to talk to you also about the services that LCF offers congregations. We have a program called the Laborers for Christ program. And this program is a group of dedicated individuals that will come in and work with the congregation through a construction project. There's significant savings in partnering with Laborers for Christ to make that happen. But not only do they come in and work with the congregation, but they become part of that congregation. They worship with them. There is fellowship that happens. They become part of that community. And through that process, we have oftentimes had situations where people will come in thinking they're going to help with this construction project, but become incredible opportunities to witness to them and to talk about the importance of Christ in their lives. And that has led to some pretty incredible things. So those are the stories that happen that aren't related to a particular investment, but it's an opportunity to witness to and to share the love of Christ with someone who is very unexpected, and it's not about a financial instrument. It's about a relationship.
I was also thinking about this time of year, we're starting to think about graduation. It's really just around the corner for our upcoming high school seniors and colleges as well. How can LCEF investment, how can that type of an investment be a graduation gift?
We encourage that, and especially as you said, Liz, this time of the year is the perfect time to be thinking about that, and that's candidly one of our real strong promotions right now. Is we want parents and grandparents to be aware of the fact that an LCF investment is an investment into the future of that individual student and of the church, and it's so convenient and easy to do. This is the time of the year that we get a lot of those calls from grandparents saying that they don't want to just send a check to the graduate and they don't want to just purchase a gift. They really want to share something that has significance. And an LCF investment provides them with that opportunity. So we love that those grandparents are thinking of us. And once that happens, then we feel a great responsibility to begin to build that relationship with that young person so that they can begin to understand that they are part of something significant. They are part of making ministry happen, and we want them to celebrate that.
I was going to say, how do you think that affects these graduates?
You know, it's an interesting group to understand. And you know, what motivates a 20-year-old and what gets a 20-year-old excited is probably very different than a 40 or 60-year-old. In LCEF, we have primarily in history, we have served a lot of the, shall we say, the seasoned generation. And so what we need to do and what we are working very hard at is finding ways to encourage and get that younger generation excited. And we've announced a couple of new programs that we're hoping will do that, Liz. One is the what we call our National Student Marketing Competition. And this is a program that really, again, we want to touch those college kids that are out of high school, moving into college, and we want to kind of get some awareness in that audience. So LCF sponsors an annual competition for all the LCMS universities. These teams come to St. Louis and they present their marketing idea for LCEF. We say to them, we want to learn from you. Here's who we are today. Tell us how we can be more relevant to your peers. How do we share this with you, and what would make the most, what would be most motivating, motivating to you? So we invite these kids to come in. As a matter of fact, our competition, Liz, is this Friday, and it's held at the International Center here in St. Louis. And we have six of the universities who are sending a team here to present their ideas. They were given an assignment. We asked them, tell us how we can raise awareness within your community. Come to us and help us. We want to learn from you. Last year we had four schools that participated. This year we were excited to have six. So this is an incredible reverse mentoring opportunity for LCEF. We want to better understand and provide that excitement to this generation, and we are looking for new ways to reach out to them and become part of their world.
Well, I think it's great that you've found a way to kind of close that generational gap, because the young people have so many great ideas, and they're so used to the technology of today, whereas some of the older people who've been around a little longer, they might be a little intimidated by some of it. But yeah, the younger, they just have so many ideas, and they look at things a whole different way than what adults do.
They sure do. We learned that last year, Liz, at the National Student Marketing Competition. One of the things we heard from those students over and over again was regarding social media. Well, at LCEF, we had a Facebook page, but we weren't really doing a lot with it. What we learned from those students was, hey, if you want to talk to us, we're not going to come to you. You need to come into our world. As a result of that learning, we were able to invite a Concordia University, Texas graduate, young graduate, into our team to help us learn about that. So we brought one of their own in, if you will, to speak their language and to help us understand what that language sounds like and looks like. And as a result, our social media presence has just skyrocketed. So we definitely took that learning and not just heard it, but implemented it. And we're seeing some benefits of that. So very excited about what we'll learn this year.
That's great. And I absolutely believe it. I think that the social media is just any business or company can use it for a tool to grow and I guess communicate with everyone in the world.
Absolutely. It has amazing potential. Finally, Liz, another thing on the youth that I wanted to share with you and your listeners is that we are inviting an intern. We're actually inviting three interns in this year over the summer to join LCEF to help us again learn more from them. We figure that it is definitely dual benefit. We want to give them some real-life office experience, business experience, but we too want to, again, continue to learn from them. This summer, we are inviting three interns into the LCEF office to work in marketing, in the IT, information technology field, and also in our loans and real estate area. So again, another opportunity to learn from them, to expose them to who we are, because we find, candidly, our biggest challenge is awareness. People don't know about the Lutheran Church Extension Fund, and particularly this generation, we have a huge opportunity to work on that awareness, and we think that working with these young people and inviting them into our world so that we can learn from them is the best way for us to do that.
And an internship, what a great opportunity, I think, on both ends. I think that both a young person as well as the organization can learn from each other.
Absolutely. So we're very excited about that.
Well, and who knows, your intern may turn out to be one of your representatives.
Absolutely. We had a great story last year with the National Student Marketing Competition. We had one of the students was presenting, and we had asked the students, do any of you know about us, and tell us what you know about the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. What we learned later was there was a young man there that was part of that group that did not know it, but he was indeed an investor. His grandmother had purchased an account for him when he was a young child and was here at LCEF, and he had just lost touch with that and just disconnected with that. He had no idea that all these years he was indeed a member, a supporting important part of LCEF, and he had no idea until he came to this competition, and in talking with him, he connected the dots, and he's like, oh my goodness, I am part of you. So it was a great story.
That is great. Well, you are listening to Faith and Family here on KFUO. We're talking with Becca Jones. She's of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. If you have a financial question or a comment for Becca, or maybe you'd like to share an investment success story with our listeners, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you during the show. 800-730-2727. Or if you're in St. Louis, 314-505-7850. You can also email us, family@kfuo.org. Like I said, we'll be addressing those questions and comments coming up very shortly. Now, Becca, I was thinking about in the investment aspect, and I'm wondering, should a person, if they're just starting the process of thinking about making an investment, should they come into an office, or would they, I guess, be able to do this online?
Absolutely. On our website at lcef.org, we have what we call a fast form, and it's right on the front page of our website, and it walks you through the journey, if you will, of establishing an investment with us. It asks you specific questions. It provides different options to you to select. And it just kind of takes you through that journey. And at the end of that process, you have the completed application simply by answering those questions. So again, especially for that, quote, younger generation, they like to do things electronically. We're very excited to have that as an opportunity. Certainly, we continue to send out information packets to people. We mail them on a daily basis. They can easily complete the application and send that back to us. Or, again, celebrating that information center, Liz, there are often times that part of what they do is just ask those questions about what their individual needs are to try to determine which product might best suit those needs.
And I'm assuming that for someone who prefers to speak with someone one-on-one, they can do that as well?
Absolutely. They can call the information center and do that, or if they're outside of the St. Louis area, they can visit one of their district offices and work with one of our district vice presidents.
Great. Well, we're always hearing about ways that money should be set aside. There's always a family emergency that comes up. I can think of several instances where that's happened in my family or friends of mine. Does LCEF have an account for this, for some type of an emergency?
Absolutely. Our family emergency steward account that I talked about earlier, we really do promote that as that rainy day account. The great thing about that account is that, again, with as little as $25, you can get it started. And what we want to do is we want to encourage people to not only make that initial investment, but to also put a little bit aside every month so that it's not so overwhelming when that unexpected happens. So with as little as $25, you can start the account. It has limited check writing privileges. You can write 12 checks per year. So when those emergencies come up, it's easy and convenient to get to that money. And we ask that you have a monthly electronic deposit to the account. So in other words, you are on a regular basis making that commitment to contribute funds to that account to build it up for that unexpected.
And let's say the money does get built up to a nice amount, and maybe you want to take something out, a part of it out, and it's not necessarily an emergency. Is that something that can be done?
Absolutely. We are certainly not going to question the need for the funds. It's you and the individual to determine when the need is there, and we trust you to make that decision, obviously. So there's no questions asked. Those funds are your funds, and when you need to get to those funds, we want to make sure that they're available to you. So regardless of the balance, if there becomes a reason that you need to get those funds, we're going to make sure we help you make that happen, and there's no penalty or charge associated with that whatsoever.
That is great. Well, again, you're listening to Faith and Family on KFUO. We're talking with Becca Jones of the Lutheran Church Extension Fund. And if you have a financial question or comment for Becca, or maybe you'd like to share an investment success story with our listeners, give us a call, 800-730-2727, or email your questions and comments to family@kfuo.org. When we come back from the break, we'll be discussing a little bit more in detail about what LCEF has to offer. We'll be right back. And welcome back to Faith and Family at KFUO. I'm Liz Hoffman, and we are discussing money management this week. We'll have a link to on our website to LCEF. And now we would love for you, our listeners, to get in on this discussion. If you have a question or comment for Becca, or maybe you have a suggestion for our listeners, or I was even thinking, you know, if a church council, if you're considering doing an expansion or needing assistance, give us a call ask Becca ask her your questions, give her your comments, and get her advice. Call from St. Louis, 314-505-7850, or if you're outside of St. Louis, 800-730-2727. You can also email those questions or comments to family@kfuo.org. Now, coming up Wednesday on Faith and Family, we'll continue our discussion on planning for a solid future for ourselves and our children and our grandchildren. We'll have lifelong Lutheran and attorney Jim Dankerbring of Spencer Fane Attorney and Counselors at Law. He's going to share some great tips on estate planning, wills, and trusts. So be sure and join us again tomorrow on Faith and Family at 11. Now, Becca, I wanted to talk a little more about investments with LCEF as far as how they assist the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. What are some of the things that they offer as far as ministries in the U.S. and around the world?
That is a great question, Liz. I'm glad you went to that question because I wanted to share a few stories, and there are many wonderful examples. There are some really exciting things happening in which LCEF is a partner of. We are working with the LCMS Housing Support as it creates a project. It's similar to the Nehemiah project that was in Brooklyn, but it's right here in St. Louis. And anyone invested with LCEF is helping to make that project a reality because LCEF is deploying a Laborers for Christ team to build the model homes. So, in fact, that project groundbreaking was earlier this month. And, again, that back to that circle of partnership, that ministry dividend. When you invest with LCEF, you allow us to be able to provide those ministry-enhancing programs. So the Laborers for Christ program is one of those things. And it's really sharing a deeper sense of faith and renewed drive when those laborers come in and work with a project. Another example is our support of Lutheran schools. We helped the Fort Wayne Seminary with a construction loan to build its beautiful new library addition. And that was just a spectacular project that we were proud to be part of. And candidly, many schools and universities use LCEF loans and investments to manage their finances or to maybe update their infrastructure. And again, with that knowledge that they are helping other LCMS ministries. Internationally is very exciting for us. We were the lender for the international school in Shanghai, China. And when that loan was paid off, it opened the doors for further projects, even one that we are talking with now with an international school in Hanoi, Vietnam. So these are areas where the church is growing rapidly, and they are just thirsty for God's word. So other opportunities we are always exploring nationally, internationally, to again go back to that number one purpose of LCEF, and that is to facilitate the sharing of the gospel.
What's it like helping so many different people and congregations around the world?
It's amazing, and it's humbling, Liz. It really is. I think that we oftentimes get so distracted by our own little circles that we realize that circle is actually incredibly expansive. And it's amazing to see how that happens and those stories. And, you know, from the international side of things, we're talking about areas of the world where Christianity and speaking the word is not something that is warmly embraced all the time.
Right.
So to think that we would have the opportunity to even have a little part of that, is quite humbling.
Tell me a little bit about, I guess, the appreciation that you get from some of these people that you've helped.
Liz, incredible appreciation. As a matter of fact, I always smile when we get a thank you card for a birthday card that we send. I think that's just so sweet. But we make a commitment to interact with our investors and to make sure that they know that we appreciate them and that they know how their investment is making a difference. So it's more than just a marketing campaign or a slogan that we throw out there. We really want to make sure that they feel that impact. So we're very committed to what we call our customer relations focus. And that is making sure those customers know how incredibly valuable they are to us. We take the steps of doing the little things, sending a birthday card, sending an anniversary card. And again, it's just amazing how many thank you cards we get for those personal touches. So I think there's great appreciation on an individual level, and I think there's great appreciation on the organizational level as well. Things that are able to happen, ministry that's able to be expanded because of that partnership. And that's, again, back to a very humbling place to be.
Well, and I think that that personal touch is something that the world has kind of almost done away with. And whenever we do have that nowadays, it's very welcoming.
Right. We had a campaign where we actually want to make sure that we focus not on just waiting for our phone to ring, not waiting for people just to reach out to us, but if we have a purpose for reaching out to someone, something beneficial for them, we want to make sure that we're proactive in that relationship building. So oftentimes if there's a new investment that comes in and maybe they didn't name a beneficiary on their investment, we want to make sure that they are aware of that opportunity. So we will take the time to call them and say, hey, Liz, I see that you did not designate a beneficiary. Can I help you through that process? We want to make sure that we're proactive in that relationship. We know that that's a commitment, a long commitment, not just to get them in the door at LCEF, but to keep them here so they can continue to be part of that ministry.
That's great. How does LCEF partner with the LCMS congregations and schools and their new mission starts and pastors and teachers who are passionate about ministry?
We do a number of things with congregations. Again, we have what we call our district vice presidents that are really out there in the trenches. They're the ones that actually meet with the pastors and the church workers and really try to understand what the unique needs are of that particular ministry. We certainly recognize that as a corporate office, there are things that we're not able to completely understand, that only those out in the field with them where that is happening can really make that connection. So our district vice presidents are really out there building that relationship to understand what are those needs so that we can make sure that we're responding to those needs. Some of the things that we have are programs that were in response to those learnings. We have a program called our Vision Path Program, which is a new program that we offer. It's a process that congregations have been asking us for to really help them see clarity in God's plan for their ministry. So we have LCMS pastors that facilitate the process. They ask those critical questions of the members that are leading in that congregation. And ultimately, they emerge with strategies and approaches that really provide that clear direction. And we feel that partnerships like this will help to empower ministries so that they can be out there doing that kingdom work. And we want to learn from those experiences. And Vision Path was a direct result from those learnings. So we want to always be able to grow and evolve and meet the needs as we hear them.
That's great. Now, I understand that LCEF also has a new ministry support program that serves the LCMS. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
Is there a specific program?
Well, I was thinking of just, I guess, ministry support programs in general.
Sure. We have a number of ministry support programs. A couple I've mentioned, the Laborers for Christ program is what, in the area, we call our ministry support program. The Vision Path program, again, helping congregations to see what direction they should go in for the future. Where is God calling them to be? We also have programs like demographic programs to help a congregation perhaps understand the community in which they're around. And maybe the community has changed significantly since the congregation was established. So we want to be able to help them to understand those changing dynamics. We also have a program, the Architectural Advisory Committee. We have a group of volunteers that if you have an architectural question regarding your congregation or changes that they might want to make in that congregation or school, again, we provide those resources. So our ministry support area is very much a growing area and an area that is responsive. What are the needs out there? How do we connect with those needs? How do we help to provide that so that ministries can focus on work of the gospel?
I was thinking of kind of changing this and asking you about retirement. Am I right in thinking that most people may be putting away money, but it probably isn't quite enough?
You're right. And, you know, I wish, Liz, that our IRA program is a very strong program, and we see a lot of great activity there. But there are a number of products within the IRA program that I wish maybe got a little bit more attention and activity, and one of them is the Coverdell Educational Savings Account. And that is a way in which you can save for your child or grandchild's education. And that's an area, that's in a program that's not well known, a product that's not well known. But the benefits, there's tax-free investing, it's for qualified educational expenses, and it's applicable for Lutheran education or secondary schools as well as college.
That sounds like something definitely worth looking into. Tell us about your IRAs. You also offer the IRAs, is that correct?
We do. We offer traditional and Roth IRAs. We have many investment opportunities within those programs. So if you wanted to roll over your IRA to LCEF, we can help you make that happen. We also have a number of options within that. So if you roll your IRA over but you're not sure exactly how to invest it, we'll talk through that with you. We have a number of options. Maybe you want to put it in a long-term note to get a higher rate of interest. Maybe you need that IRA to be liquid because you plan on doing regular contributions to that account. So we want to make sure that we understand what your needs are so we can get you best suited for the right account that fits those needs.
Now, when it comes to investing money for retirement, to me, it seems like it can easily be scary or overwhelming for people. Can you tell us a little bit about both a Roth and a traditional IRA?
Sure. And, you know, the IRA program can be intimidating, and it's a very personal choice as to what works right for your situation. One of the things that I think is incredibly helpful is on our website, we have a resource center. Our IRA resource center will walk you through all of those questions, ask you your individual situation, and help direct you to the right choice. So, again, always careful to not provide general information about the IRA program, but definitely want to make sure that it's unique to their particular situation. So, you know, the traditional, the Roth, and the Coverdell educational accounts are the three accounts that the information on our website will help walk you through more to just make sure that fits your personal situation.
Can you maybe kind of go through some of the pros and cons between the Roth and the traditional and this Coverdell?
Well, you know, again, Liz, I might hesitate just a little bit to go through too much detail about the particular account types. But again, if they wanted to contact our information center, they would be happy to kind of walk through those particulars. Without the details in front of me, I would just hesitate. I would hate to mislead any of your listeners into one particular direction.
Sure. Now, I was also going to ask about natural disasters. They happen all the time, unfortunately, everywhere. And when the people on the East Coast have obviously recently dealt with that. I understand that you offer a natural disaster loan program. Is that right?
We do. We absolutely do. In response to a number of natural disasters over the last few years, we did develop a program. It is a loan and building assistance program to help eligible LCMS organizations and individuals when they're impacted by a natural disaster. So what we want to do is we want to be able to help them with maybe it's facility redesign, repair, construction. We offer an opportunity to really understand what they're experiencing and try to help them through that experience. We can maybe restructure their loan if they're an existing loan customer. Maybe we do that loan at a 0% interest for a designated period of time. We really want to, again, understand what their needs are and make sure that we're prepared to respond. And there have been unfortunately, there have been a number of situations where the natural disaster program has really come in handy.
I was going to say, maybe could you share with us a story? I mean, you don't have to give us the specifics of where, but maybe a story of how someone was helped by this.
Well, we've certainly had congregations that have experienced damage as a result of a natural disaster, and they've reached out to us, and perhaps they need to pool their resources to repair that damage. So we've negotiated with them where perhaps we will put them on a zero interest payment plan for 12 months to give them time to allocate those funds to do those repairs. We've had rostered church workers in a similar situation where their personal homes have been damaged by a natural disaster. And we really want to make sure that our approach is unique. We don't send out a brochure that says this is what we will do for you, but rather we want to understand what are you experiencing, how can we best help you, and then meet those needs.
Would you say as far as savings and planning for the future that college and retirement are the two main areas where people are looking into their future?
I would say absolutely so. Absolutely so. What we find that happens here is that we have a lot of investments that are planning for the future, and sometimes that means that they begin investing with us when they are in their late 50s or early 60s, and then they need it for maybe retirement care, maybe nursing home care. We find that we have many, many grandparents that are thinking of their grandchildren's future, and whether it's through the Coverdell Educational IRA or whether it's through just opening a savings account and to begin to put that away, we really get a lot of birthday deposits and graduation deposits into those accounts. So I think Grandma and Grandpa are hoping that they plant that seed and that once those children become adults that they will take off with those accounts, baptism accounts. Confirmation accounts. Any significant milestone time in a life is really a great time to introduce them to the Lutheran Church Extension Fund.
And what better of a gift than, you know, I think of birthdays at my house and how they get so much stuff, and it, you know, what is it good for in a few years from now? You know, and this is something that they can use later in life that would be very beneficial for them.
Absolutely. And we're even extending our program to be even more specific communication once those young people join LCF. How do we make sure that we don't send them the same brochure that maybe, or the same newsletter that Grandma would get, but how do we make sure that that communication is interesting and relevant to that young person? So we're really working on expanding our communications to be more specific to the audience in which we are trying to reach. And hopefully that will make a better connection with those young people that they can understand the significance of what they're involved in.
That's great. Okay, listeners, we would love to hear from you. Maybe you have a question or a comment for Becca, or maybe your church is experiencing some questions that you may have for finances. Give us a call, 800-730-2727, or in St. Louis, 314-505-7850. You can also email us, family@kfuo.org. Still have plenty of time. Becca, I was going to also ask you, what age group do you feel like you maybe need to see a little more of?
I definitely believe, Liz, that we certainly need to see more of the candidly under 50. When people talk about a younger investor, I think they immediately think that we're talking younger as in, you know, the child or the 20-year-old, and certainly we're very interested in that group. But I think we're interested in reaching those who are maybe in their 30s and 40s, and maybe they're still working on raising their families, and we want to make sure we have products and services that are appealing to them, and that's why we created that family emergency account. We want to recognize that there are certainly stages in raising a family, and there are unique needs during those stages. So our focus is really looking at that and making sure that we have something available, appealing, of value to individuals in each of those stages. But I think our greatest opportunity is certainly with that, quote, younger generation for us. Would love to see more people check out that family emergency account. Would be delighted to see more young people check out the Kids Stamp program, really establishing that commitment to saving very early in their life.
Yeah, I think that's a very good point, because it is so easy to fall in the trap of just spending everything you have, and then you have nothing to fall back on.
Exactly. And one of the saddest things for us is when our information center receives a call from a family member of a longtime investor, and that investor's been called home to heaven, and that family member is calling to close the account out. And unfortunately, that family member may have no idea about the passion and love that Grandma had for the Lutheran Church Extension Fund and for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So what I always want to encourage is our current supporters and our future supporters to remember how important it is to tell your family, tell that generation to come about that important decision and why you made that decision, so that that legacy can continue.
Yeah, that's definitely important. Talk to us some more about the programs and outreach that LCEF is involved with.
We are doing a number of exciting things. As I talked about, the National Lutherans National Student Marketing Competition is one that is on the immediate horizon, so we're very excited about that. Always looking at the international opportunities. Our president was recently over and made a visit to Shanghai, China, and a number of other places, Vietnam as well, and always looking for where are the real opportunities. Exploring micro-lending, if you will. It's a brand new area for us. Not sure how that's going to look for us or what our role might be, but certainly another area of exploring, expanding out. So we're learning about micro-lending. We're trying to determine if there might be a place for LCEF to be part of that. trying to learn what are the real needs out there within the congregation so that we can be responsive to those needs. And we want to make sure that not only do we learn it, but that we actually do something about it, that we take action and do things like creating that incredible program, the Vision Path Experience, to kind of help them to know that we're in this with you. We care about what's happening out there in those ministries, and we want to be part of helping you.
That's great. I was going to ask you, too, about your website. I know it can be a useful tool for people. Is that just for clients, or can anyone go on there and kind of, I guess, experiment with the calculator?
Sure. We encourage current investors, those exploring us, those that are just curious about what in the heck is that, are they all about, we want you to come and check us out on our website. On our website, lcef.org, we have some headline questions. And the first question is, I need to know, tell me more about LCEF. So then you click on that and you get all the links about who we are and what we do and what we provide. And the second question is, or comment is, I want to empower ministries. How can I be part of LCEF? So again, a quick, easy way to capture their attention. If you just want to know how you can be part of this, we want to take you to this page so that you can learn more about that. And then, of course, I'm ready to invest. And if you're ready to invest and you're excited about that, we want to make sure that we bring you directly to what you need in order to make that happen. So all of those things are very easy to find on our website. As I mentioned earlier in our call, Liz, we just recently launched a new website. We updated the look and feel of it. We found that our website was getting a little dated and a little hard to navigate. So we responded to that response from our visitors, and we said, okay, we're going to make this better for you. Want to make the fonts a little bigger, the colors a little cleaner, wanted to add some pop, if you will. And so I think we've done that very nicely. When you go to our website, you'll see things that we're engaged with, like the LCMS National Youth Gathering that's coming up in July. LCF has a part of that, and we're there at the youth gathering. So we want to celebrate that and tell our visitors about that.
That's great. How can a person become a part of the LCEF ministry other than investment support?
Certainly, candidly, Liz, always prayerful support is needed. We need your prayers. We need your listeners' prayers. We need that support, and that is absolutely a critical area for us. Course investments are certainly there as well. Also, just an awareness opportunity. We want to learn from you. Even if maybe you're not part of LCF, you can support us by telling us what are those products and services that you might be interested in. What are those needs that you have? What would you be looking for from an institution that is a financial institution but exists because we're about ministry? We will only get better if we continue to learn from those who are out there that are having these experiences, that are maybe disappointed about what we don't have. We want to know about that too. We want to know so that we can evolve. And so I think that feedback is also critically important to us.
What about volunteer support? Can someone do that?
Absolutely. At our district level, we have a number of we call them volunteer rep programs. Candidly, that's how the Kids Stamp program really took off, is because there are volunteers in congregations that set up a table after service, and they actually make those stamps available to the kids. So volunteers are absolutely critical to getting that word out. And I mentioned earlier that awareness was our greatest challenge, and one of the ways that we're going to overcome that challenge is to continue to have those advocates out there, and our volunteers are incredible advocates for the Lutheran Church Extension Fund.
That's a great thing to do. What about gift support? How does that work?
We do get a number of generous gifts to our ministry. Every year, a lot of times they will be designated for something like our Labors for Christ program, but we also have gifts that just come in, and there's usually a wonderful story behind it. Maybe a congregation received a loan from the Lutheran Church Extension Fund, and it helped them to move forward in ministry. So one of the members of that congregation will name LCEF in their will. And that is an incredibly important and helpful thing for us, because that helps us to keep our cost of funds lower so we can continue to offer those loans at a very low rate to the next congregation and rostered church worker. So the gift support is also incredibly generous. It's not something that, you know, we don't have a fundraising department. We're not out there actively fundraising, but the generosity of people who have been touched by the Lutheran Church Extension Fund is incredible.
Well, Becca Jones, you're the Senior Vice President of Marketing and Customer Support for the Lutheran Church Extension Fund, and we are so glad that you came to join us today. We're already running out of time, but we appreciate your information, and you've given some great advice for our listeners.
Well, thank you, Liz. It's been my pleasure to spend time with you and your listeners.
All right. Coming up Wednesday on Faith and Family, we'll continue our discussion on planning for a solid future for ourselves and our grandchildren, as well as our children. Lifelong Lutheran and attorney Jim Dankerbring of Spencer Fain Attorneys and Counselors at Law will share some great tips on estate planning and wills and trusts. So join Faith and Family tomorrow at 11 on KFUO, the messenger of good news. Make it a great day.